Hello and welcome back to the Getting Naked with Nate podcast. I'm your host, Nate Maingard, and we are on episode 30-something. I've lost track. I don't exactly know. But thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining me. If this is your first time, then welcome. What is up? I hope that you enjoy the episode ahead. If you're returning, then extra cool. So rad that you're here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back. I wanted to quickly just read out a review from the lovely Lisa, who has just left a review. It looks like she's in Canada. So thank you, Lisa. She just says, thanks so much. Namaste, which is awesome. Which makes me think of a joke, actually, that I heard, which is, what is the hippie on your couch? What is the hippie living on your couch say when you ask him to leave? Namaste. Anyway, if you don't know what namaste means, then you won't get that. But it's actually a very beautiful term. Namaste basically means the divine in me witnesses the divine in you. The divine in me sees the divine in you. In its simplest form, at least. I hope I didn't misquote that, but that's what I know it to mean. But it's funny because it's used very much by like the new age, like hippie, like, yeah, man, namaste, brother. Like, so it's very just kind of a funny thing, the hippie on your couch. Namaste. Namaste. Anyway, okay, so what else? The podcast is doing great. I want to say thank you to the people who are listening. We currently have around, my stats are showing me about 250 subscribers, plus minus, like it goes up and down. But there are like 250 people listening to this podcast on the regular. I think that's what it looks like according to the statistics. So thank you for being one of those people. If you'd like to let me know that you're one of those people, who you are, where you are, you can go to nakedwithnate.com and you can leave a comment or send me a message. You can also leave me a review on iTunes. The link is at nakedwithnate.com. You just click leave a review and I will read it out in this podcast if you choose to leave me one. I'm going to read one more because it's one of my favorite reviews ever, and it's from one of my patrons who's also a friend of mine and who's been such a support for so many years. And he just sees me in a way that I wish I saw myself a lot of the time. And so I'm going to read you out his review, which says, how to make sense of life. I love listening to Nate. I find that in today's world, we don't really think and even less so speak about our authentic human experience. There are lots of podcasts offering excellent and pragmatic advice to improve our business, our health, our relationships. But I feel Nate goes much deeper than that. Hearing Nate reflecting on his life experiences and sharing his thoughts is refreshing, and the level of his openness to all the life's experiences, not just the happy ones or the ones he's already figured out, is fascinating. And I'm in awe at how he can articulate complex thoughts and make me think and look at things differently. If you feel like there is more to life, or if you feel maybe a bit confused by life, give this podcast a listen. It might give you the spark you've been looking for, and it might help you realize you are not alone. 5 stars, Martin. Thank you so much, Martin. As always, your belief in me carries me through some of the craziest shit in my life. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You're amazing. So in today's episode, I talk about my social media break. I am taking a month off from social media. I'm a week into it at the time of recording. And some interesting things have happened. Some good things, some not so good things, just around noticing aspects of myself, my habits, my behavior patterns. And also learning a lot about social media and the addictiveness that's built in, and just trying to decide for myself whether this is really something I can make positive use of in my life, or whether I have to find a way to do my job through another channel than social media, through something other than Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. If there is a way and a reason and a method for doing it in another way. So those are all things I'm kind of trying to work out, and I talk about some of them in the episode. I also get off into some other pretty deep and intense topics just around depression and anxiety and self-judgment, but all with a positive, it feels like a positive episode to me. If it's like the things I spoke about feel hopefully like they will give you some tools to be appreciative of yourself and maybe appreciative of some of the people in your life. So all of that is coming. This is a community supported podcast. I do not have adverts on this podcast. It's entirely supported by you, by this, my global community. So if you want to support, please visit nakedwithnate.com. Make a pledge on Patreon. The link is at nakedwithnate.com. Really, it's such a big deal. Even if you can pledge $1 or $5, it makes the difference, because I am a community supported creator. And so I can speak freely. I can speak from my heart. I can speak my thoughts. I'm not controlled by any industry, by any record label. It's a direct experience of me speaking with you, sharing my music, sharing my podcast, sharing my heart, having an authentic experience together. I'm not going to say anymore. I'm going to throw in a little song for you. So enjoy this. Thank you for being here. And I hope that you enjoy this episode. Please let me know your thoughts in the comments on nakedwithnate.com. But otherwise, for now, just enjoy this episode, get into it. And here's a song for you, because you're awesome. Bye.
It's hard to open up my eyes when I feel like I've been blind all of my days. Now I'm wandering through the haze, and the world, it looks so crazy. Maybe that's just me. It's just me. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. And no matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. This construct, beating at the locked up door and grip tight. Deep within my fist is the key to all I've missed. That the pain is just a teacher and the cage is just a myth. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. Lie, lie, lie. And giving power to the worst I can imagine lives in me. And now, oh, to my surprise, when the ghost as me disguised is the best at breaking everything, everything, everything I dream. Lie, 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 lie. Stay dry by dodging all the raindrops falling thick. Try lifting up your tongue to the rain, not just the sun. Nothing quite so simple was ever so much fun. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. Lie, 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 lie.
I'm swinging in a hammock on the island of Koh Phangan in Thailand, and it has been just over a week, or around a week, since I deactivated my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook accounts in this experiment of no social media for a month. Now, there are some areas where I feel like I'm maybe slightly cheating, in that I still have my YouTube account, I feel like I'm keeping that because of my, that's an avenue of creation for me. I upload videos through YouTube. And so it feels like that should technically be more of a creation sharing space rather than a consuming of media space. Saying that, what I've noticed is that I consume far too many videos on YouTube, and it's got many of the similar addictive tendencies that I've found on the other social networks. Its algorithms are also designed to keep me hooked in and to keep me coming back for more and constantly, you know, just clicking through to the next video. But what I've done is I've put in place some, there's a wonderful Chrome extension that basically blocks the, when you open YouTube.com, it doesn't show any of the recommended videos, and it doesn't, when I'm watching a video, it doesn't show the whole list down the side of other videos to watch. So it's kind of removing some of those addictive triggers that are put in place to keep me clicking through. And that's helping actually quite a lot. So I've also deactivated my watch history from YouTube, and just kind of taken more proactive approach in those areas so that I'm not, so YouTube isn't constantly recommending new videos based on what I've already watched. So when I go on YouTube, it's like I need to either choose to watch some of the videos of the people I'm subscribed to, or I choose to search for something specific that I want to know about, like a video editing technique or something like that. So those are some of the areas. I'm also learning more and more about how sort of insidious the addictive patterns of these apps and platforms are, how deeply they are working on really engineering human behavior. I mean, that's a huge part of their modus operandi. That's what they're doing. There's actually an audiobook I'm listening to right now called 10 Arguments for Deleting Your Social Media Accounts Right Now by, I think it's Jaron Lanier. He used to work with, Google and people like that. So he was kind of like in that world and for quite some time has been out of it and has been speaking very vocally about the dangers of it all. I've just started listening to that recently, but it's already like blowing my mind to realize how deep the sort of, what he's even calling it is behavior modification. And he's not saying that from like an extremist perspective, but just from, this is how it works. This is how the algorithms work. This is how the behavior modification works. This is just to increase profits. They're using psychological techniques to keep us plugged in. And yeah, I don't know. I'm just more and more like, I don't know. I don't want my whole life to be lived through a screen. For what? Why do I feel so addicted to it? You know, what is it giving me? I also, on another side, I've realized that there's like, my addictive tendencies come from a desire to escape certain uncomfortable feelings. I'm not just addicted because I'm addicted. I'm addicted because it helps to numb some of the trauma that I experienced as a child or whatever it was. I don't exactly know what the trauma is, but it's come up since I started seeing my therapist very strongly that there is some very profound pain that I have deep inside of me. That's sadness and anger that comes up very strongly at times. And so one of the immediate things I noticed when I deactivated my social media accounts was that I have a lot of knee-jerk reactions, automated actions I take around social media. So for example, I'm on my computer, I'm working on a Google Drive document, or I'm planning, or I'm doing task management, I'm doing something that has value, I'm doing email, whatever, something that I chose to do. And then I'll go to Chrome, if I'm not in Chrome already, and I'll hit the Command T button to open up a new tab. And before I've even consciously realized what I'm doing, I'm trying to open Facebook and look at, and when I open my phone, it's like I'm immediately looking for something to distract myself with. But the real powerful thing was noticing, oh my gosh, like, because then there was nowhere to go. I tap in Facebook, I don't have an account, my account is deactivated, so I couldn't go anywhere. So that's been really interesting to notice how automated some of my actions are around social media and around time wasting and procrastination, around the addictive tendencies of like getting my fix of dopamine, looking for the notification, looking for the new message, looking for something to like feed that little monster in my brain that just is eternally hungry. But yeah, I will put in the show notes a link to that, the book I've started listening to, the audiobook, the 10 Arguments for Deleting Your Social Media or whatever it was called. But because it's really like shifting. But what I haven't heard yet from anyone, and what I'm very interested to hear, and if you listening to this have any feedback or ideas about this, I'd love to hear from you. So if you just go to nakedwithnate.com and let me know in the comments, or you can send me a message. But basically what I'm wondering is, as a creative person today, as someone running a business, I've built my business as a musician, as a creator, and now as a podcaster. I'm building all of this through the internet, and I've used social media as like a primary tool for connecting with you, for connecting with people who care about what I do and want to be a part of it, and want to not just be a part of it in terms of consuming, but want to be a part of it in terms of supporting. So I have over 300 patrons. Those people all came to me. Well, a majority of them came to me through social media, through places like Twitter and through live streaming. So my question for myself and also for you is, are there people who are doing creative jobs like being illustrators or video creators or musicians who are doing that without using social media as one of their tools? And there's a guy, I'll put his name in the, I'll put a link to him in the show notes, but I can't remember his exact, what it's called, something like Primal Videos or something like that. But he basically just has a YouTube channel and a very simple website, and he doesn't have any other social media. He's not on Instagram, not on Twitter, and he says that on his website. Please don't ask me, I'm not on any of those channels. He just creates these awesome videos on YouTube where he's out in the woods in Australia, in the jungle, like making houses and building fires and just doing all this like primal sort of stuff, that using just the tools that he can find in nature to build epic things. And he's got, I think, several thousand patrons on Patreon. So he's basically got YouTube, he's got people connecting and following there, and then he's got a Patreon, and he's making income through there. Now that to me sounds like an ideal. Like if I could just have a YouTube channel and maybe a SoundCloud account and share my music through those channels, and then be supported through a Patreon page and not have to buy into the whole social media game, because the more I learn about it, the less I like it, the less good it makes me feel. It's training us to be constantly seeking acknowledgement and rewards from the system. We think that we're seeking those rewards from other people, but it's actually the system that's running it. It's the algorithms that decide how many people get to see our posts, and get to control the popularity of them in some ways. And I'm just like, I just want out of it. I want real connections with real people like sitting in front of me. I also don't want to be keeping people on their devices any longer than necessary. So I want to know that when I'm sharing stuff, that I'm not just sharing it because it suits the algorithm. I'm not sharing it because I think it's going to get lots of clicks or it's dramatic. I want to share stuff that I believe in, that I believe is going to improve the quality of your life. And even this podcast right now, it is my hope that through my sharing of my process with this, that you find your own inspiration, and maybe it can shift your relationship with social media. Or perhaps you could give me information about how to be healthy with social media, and I can share that on this podcast. But like, it just feels as though I want to have an authentic conversation. But when I open up social media, a lot of these channels, what I see is the things that get shared the most are the things that are the least important, things that actually don't have any real meaning or real value, or real kind of carrying us forward as a human community, trying to make sense of our lives and trying to live in this world together and to thrive, not just to survive, but to thrive as one great community, sharing this one blue planet that we have. Because if we don't share it, and we don't learn how to collaborate, if we don't find solutions to the challenges we're currently faced with, we aren't going to be around for much longer. The Earth cannot handle the amount of stuff that we're doing to it. Well, the Earth will continue and new animals will evolve. But we're looking at the next mass extinction, and it's being caused by us in large part. So there are these very big questions we're faced with right now as humanity. And so far, what I see with social media, the majority of the time, is that it's making things worse. It's polarizing opinions. It's pulling people apart. It's isolating us in our little rooms, on our little screens by ourselves. And something has to shift there. And I'm not sure if it needs to shift by us being on the platforms and asking for a change, or if we need to move off the platforms and back to a more direct forms of communication. So something like, for example, you could be on my mailing list, or you can listen to my podcast and you can send me a direct message through my website. And eventually I can organize meetups, and I can, you know, play house concert shows, go and play live gigs in people's homes. Like these direct methods that are outside of the control of the algorithmic giants who are using our information to sell their stories. To make profit, to sell us advertising, to sell our attention to advertisers. Anyway, so that's one part of it, and that's cool. And so like, I'm aware of that, and whatever. I don't have answers, but I do know that this experiment of being off social media for a month is super important for me. And I must say that my anxiety feels like it's gone down a bit. My sense of general angst of feeling like not enough is slightly decreased because I'm not constantly looking at other people's projections of their lives that they've chosen to share on social media. And I'm not comparing myself to that either positively or negatively. Either way, it doesn't feel good. If I'm like, oh, I'm better than them or they're better than me, either one sucks. And so, yes, there's that. So yeah, the decreasing of my anxiety feels good. It feels like a nice thing. What else? I've definitely replaced some of my addictive tendencies. I've been watching too much Netflix, just like binge watching some series, which isn't very useful. Which brings me back again to the realization that there is something in me that is a saboteur, that wants to sabotage my happiness, my joy. When I look at my life from the outside, I look at the man I am, the girlfriend I have, the life I've built, the job that I have. When I look at all of the parts of my life, I have to say that I think I live in paradise. The world that I've built for myself and that I've been blessed enough to be born into and then have worked with, I've done very well. And I'm grateful to my community. If you're one of my patrons, I love you. I'm grateful to the people who listen to my music. If you're one of them as well, I love you. If you come to my shows, if you've hosted me at a house concert, thank you, thank you, thank you. Even if you're subscribed to this podcast and if you're listening to this, you are a part of my success. But there is something in me that can't allow me to really enjoy it. Like there's something that sabotages me, that within me that sabotages myself. That every time I take a step forward, it like digs the sand out beneath me and I slide three steps back. And this keeps happening and happening. And so my big realization is that that is the primary thing that I have to focus on and find a way to work with and befriend or overcome or let go of or whatever it is. But there is some shadow piece that just wants me to stay small and doesn't want me to, like, out of everyone who is a part of my life, I think I'm the one who gets to enjoy it the least. You know, everyone who follows me, I get such beautiful messages from people. Oh, you've changed my life. You've helped so much. You've brought me through this dark time. Like one of my patrons, his wife passed away. The love of his life passed away after a long battle, with illness. And he went into a very dark place for years. And it was only through my music and through discovering me and the things I share online and the songs that I share in my video that he really started to come out of that darkness. And when he told me that, I was like, this is the greatest gift I could receive as a creator. And so there's that, but that like, it like sustains me for a moment. And then I'm full back into these terrible patterns of just lying around, feeling sorry for myself, being in pain physically and emotionally, this depression, this darkness, and oh, it's so intense. Anyway, so the experiment continues. I don't have, obviously, I've still got a few weeks of it to go, of no social media, and we'll see how that feels. I just want to shift the relationship. I want my sharing to be coming from the place of a gift where it's like, I'm excited to share on the internet. I'm excited to share on social media because I feel the gift of what it is that I'm here to share. Instead of it being, which it often is, instead of it being me feeling like I'm not enough and hoping that if I share something, enough people can comment or share or like or whatever to make me feel like I'm enough. I don't know if you relate to that. If you do relate to that, please tell me. I'd love to hear from you. Nakedwithnate.com. Just leave a comment. Or if you don't feel like that, tell me. Maybe you used to and you don't anymore and you have some tricks and tools or I don't know. But I'm on this journey and I want to find out how to feel okay just in myself, for myself, with myself, by myself without having to wait for someone else to tell me that I'm okay. Because if things don't change, no matter how many patrons I have, how many songs I release, how many albums, how many shows, how many podcast episodes, how many likes, shares, comments, how many followers, how many of any of that stuff, it's not actually going to change how I feel inside of myself. I'm the one who has to shift that just by looking inside of myself and going on that journey, doing therapy, doing breath work, whatever the exercises I can find that are going to help me with that. And I just hope and I pray that I can have the support from my spirit, from myself, from the divine, whatever it is, to have this the enough self-love to just get up and do the things that are going to help me instead of just hiding away in my room, you know, when it gets bad. So yeah, we'll see. The rest of this month should be interesting. And I feel very blessed. I feel utterly blessed to be supported by such a wonderful community of patrons who are understanding of my challenges and my, like, one of the biggest things I feel uncomfortable about in my life right now is that almost 2 years, almost a year and a half ago, I did a crowdfunding campaign through my Patreon page for my next album. And I initially started, it's very simple. I was like, oh, I'm going to do an acoustic EP, you know, 5 tracks, da, 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 this and that. Then I got excited and I was like, no, then we're going to do it with every $200 we raise. I'm going to do an extra song. And then I was like, no, I'm going to go and record in London and England with all my friends and da, da, da. And I basically just, because I was, my mental health was completely unstable, which is something I couldn't acknowledge at the time. I kept adding more things because I wanted people to think that I had done enough, but I was actually just adding too much for myself. And I, every time I changed my mind, it burnt some of the energy that I had, which wasn't much to start with. And so by the time I started doing that, my final thing was, oh, I'm going to record one song a month. And then when I've done all of them, then I'll release a full album. And I started with that and again, ran out of energy. I did 4 songs. And I just kind of, and then my physical, my chronic pain in my neck was super bad. I was moving. My emotional state was terrible. I lost all motivation, all energy. And I've ended up in a situation where I've had basically the biggest failure as a business person I've ever had in my music career, which is that I haven't released this album. I have the 4 recorded songs. I have 4 incredible pieces of artwork. I have actually have a 5th song that I can use as well, but it's like one of my biggest guilt pieces is that I owe these incredible people this album because it's meant to have everyone who is a patron, it'll have their names printed on it. And there's this whole beautiful vision that I had for it. And the release was going to be an art exhibition with the music and all these incredible things that I had planned. And I just haven't been able to do it. And I feel really bad about it. But I also know that every time I start to plan it again and think about making it happen, I get these anxiety, like overwhelmed by anxiety, terrified. And then I get angry because it's my fault and I'm to blame and I got no one else to blame but myself and I'm a failure. And I go into this deep like cycle. And so right now, my primary focus in my life is just letting it all go. Okay, so I failed. Okay, so I disappointed people. Okay, so I haven't been the person that I thought I was or that people thought I was, or I haven't maintained the perception of my image of myself. All of that, let it go. Here I am in Thailand, in a hammock, doing the best that I can to be a human and to be a real human, to be a person who loves myself and takes care of myself. And that's it. If that doesn't work for anyone, if that doesn't work for you, I understand. I'm sorry. I love you. You are so welcome to go off and do whatever you need to do for yourself, to leave me and never come back, to shout at me, to do whatever you need to do. But I have to just take care of myself right now because there's nothing you could say to me that would be worse than the shit that I've said to myself in my head. And that is the truth. There is no way that you could be more judgmental or more upset or disappointed or angry with me than I have been with myself. And that pattern is not working for me. So that's a part of this whole social media thing. It's like just giving myself a break from this feeling of constantly having to show people my life, like having to bear myself, not having to, it's a choice that I made, but the pressure is there because the algorithms ask for more all the time. If you're not sharing every day, then you get seen by less people and then less people engage and then you become irrelevant. And that's what the algorithms are teaching us, you know? But I just, right now, the most important thing is for me to be with myself, with the people around me, taking care of myself, being gentle. Like, that's it. So here I am. And I feel like that's kind of the end of this episode. I don't really have anything else to say that is coming up for me right now. I just said farewell to my sweetheart. She's going off to visit a friend for just under 2 weeks. So I have some time by myself, with myself here on the island. Just to take it easy, play some music, hopefully write some songs. That would be lovely. But if I don't, I'm not going to. That's it. I'm not going to stress about it. I'm going to do my best not to stress. And yeah, go for swims and just look into myself, feel into myself, find out where this man, Nathan, is. What is it that I'm scared of? What is it that I love? What is it that I need? Yeah, if you enjoy this podcast, if it brings you stuff, please let me know. You can do that by visiting nakedwithnate.com. You can subscribe. You can leave a review on iTunes. All of those things would be freaking awesome. And thank you so much for being here. We're going to have a little song to play you out. So thank you. And I will see you again in a week's time for another episode of Getting Naked with Nate. And all I have left to say to you is thank you. for Getting Naked with Nate. I'll see you next week.
I am undone, come apart at the seams, and it's so easy. Become a part like me, back part I. I'm here naked, that's the truth, and so are you, and it's okay to remember that it's okay to really feel it, feel every little bit, ba-ba-da-da-da. Mm-hmm, ba-ba-da-da-da. Oh, you have saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now to courageous ones like you, like you. I take my shoes off when I'm entering your home to be barefoot. In the kingdom where you roam, ba ba da da. Your heart's a temple, I am worshipping in it, my heart's so simple. It loves to sit and be sunlit, ba ba da da. Ba ba da da. La da 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 da. You have saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now to courageous ones like you. Have saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now to courageous ones like you, like you. I see you coming, leave behind your heavy load. It's a race, but only when you're running. Pack your bags, we're gonna hit the road. Seems I'm crazy, but I don't mind so much when I'm labeled lazy by those filling up their time with busy. Busy this and busy that, it seems they're crazy. It comes in many flavored hats, and ba-ba-da-da-da. Mm-hmm, and I seem weird too. Those who fill their minds with stuff, cause I like empty. Emptiness seems just enough to me. Emptiness is just enough.